Welcome, everyone, to the Institute for Health Technology Transformation's Health IT Connect interview series. My name is Matthew Rayner, and I am the marketing manager with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation. Today, I am pleased to be joined with Judy Murphy, VP Information Services with Aurora Healthcare. Judy will be joining us at our annual Winter Health IT Summit taking place January 19th and 20th in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining us, Judy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Can you please start by giving our audience a brief background on your work in health IT and your current initiatives at Aurora Healthcare?
I'm sure I'd be happy to. I have been working in health IT actually for over 25 years. I got in on the ground quite a number of years ago working on our early order entry projects here at Aurora. I am a nurse by original training and got involved in those projects actually by way of being the in-service educator at the organization. And of course, when we were originally rolling out some order entry applications and results reporting applications, there was some education required. Fast forwarding to today, of course, a lot of that has definitely changed. And I have subsequently moved into the IT department and am responsible for all of the software that we use in our acute care facilities. As we are an integrated delivery network, we do have one VP responsible for the ambulatory sites and then myself responsible for the hospital or acute care sites. And I am responsible for the electronic health record as well as the registration and scheduling and billing applications for the hospitals, and there are 15 of them. In terms of our current initiatives, we are really at the point of working on high-tech qualification. It is our intent to qualify all of our hospitals within the first 2 years, and we are working on getting 6 of them qualified in this early part of the fiscal year 2011. And that would involve 6 of the hospitals, and we're focusing down specifically on getting CPOE implemented along with the quality measure and many of the other things that are involved in high tech, but the ones that we need to focus on based on the gap that we've got is around the CPOE and the quality measures.
Thank you. And what, in your opinion, are the 2 most common mistakes health IT executives make when preparing for an implementation, and how can these be avoided?
So my favorite mistake I think we continue to make, even though we know that it is a pretty big concern, and that is that we treat these and continue to treat them like IT implementations instead of practice changes. When we think about the kind of software that we're putting in these days, and of course I just mentioned CPOE, but it could be barcoded medication administration or clinical documentation for nurses. It could be medication reconciliation for physicians or documentation for physicians. These are all things that integrally are involved with workflow. And the type of device that you use as well as the application, and then the context within which you execute that application on that device. And again, very, very clearly not just putting in the IT and, you know, walking away, but rather thinking about the practice change and then making sure that the IT supports the practice change that you're trying to implement. One of my favorite other examples within that context is around CPOE. Oftentimes when we put in CPOE, we are not just, again, changing the orders from being put in on paper as compared to in the computer, but we're usually also thinking about implementing order sets with some standardized evidence-based practice. And that's a pretty big practice change for folks to accept and to begin that process. In tandem, of course, with the IT part of it, makes a lot of sense, but it is a mistake that a fair number of us make. The second one I would highlight when we're talking, again, specifically about clinicians is we underestimate what it's going to take to train and support. I believe that our success oftentimes is linked to the quality of the training that we do and the quality of support that we provide, not just immediately after the applications have been installed or implemented, but 6 months out, 9 months out, a year out, that kind of at the shoulder or over, over the shoulder kind of support that needs to be there when a physician or a nurse is coming up against something that they actually haven't had to do before, or simply helping them identify some tips or tricks. So again, training, making sure that it is competency-based and that we are looking at outcome-based training and not just traditional classroom training, and then that we make sure that that training is augmented by support staff that are continuing to be available, not just in that immediate go-live period, but farther out from that as well.
Thank you. And what are the top three or four health IT standards challenges providers may face implementing a new EHR or other health IT system?
Wow, the standards category is a big one. yeah, if I had to focus, I'd say all of them. But you're asking for three or four, so I would start with vocabulary. When I think about vocabulary, I'm specifically talking about the semantic, if you will, interoperability or lack thereof between our systems. I think that many of us have put in systems that are beginning to look at having standards codified in the background. So, for example, if it was medications, that there's an RX norm standard behind there, or if we're talking about lab, that there's a LOINC standard behind the coding of what we see on the screen. But I don't think that all of our systems have that. And I think what happens to us then is that when we try to either convert from one system to another, and that could be from our inpatient spaces to our outpatient spaces, or that could be when a system is actually converting from system A to system B within the clinic or hospital space, that we have a very inability, actually, to be able to convert those medications or lab tests from the old system to the new system or from one system to another. And I think that's posed all sorts of challenges. And I'm actually mentioning, too, with LOINC and RX Norm that are relatively accepted standards and probably our best case scenarios, and yet even then we don't do real well with it. So that causes us all sorts of challenges, I believe, whenever we're implementing or thinking of expanding. The second one I would put up is data transmission standards. And so what I mean by that is even if we have the semantic ability to translate from A to A and B to B, that we don't have the capability then of using a standard to actually transmit between acceptable or two systems. And this is certainly something that the government has been focusing on a lot. Many of us know that there are some early interoperability standards in the high-tech criteria, but that furthermore, a lot of the American recovery and reinvestment dollars have actually been focused on the development of the National Health Information Network and corresponding projects like NHIN Direct and NHIN Connect, as well as pilots at the federal level with the DOD and VA hospitals that are really helping, I think, to kind of set the stage for us to understand what it's going to take to pass information between systems with standards, not just using point-to-point HL7 interfacing, but actually having a packet of information that we can put out on a network that can be picked up by somebody else because we are using an agreed-upon standard. So I think that's a huge one for us in terms of being able to go where I think we all know we need to go with our patient-centric records of the future. So the third one, when I think about this, is not as important as the other two, although it is important, and that would be the actual content of some of the things that we're passing. So, for example, there's an interoperability standard that we've got with the CCD or the CCR, and there's, this style sheet that we can create so that people can actually take this blob of data and decompose it, if you will, once it's transmitted. But I don't think that we've completely agreed on what that content should be, so that we would always know that we're going to be able to receive the medication list or the problem list or the last five lab values or the last two blood pressures. We know how to format it and we know how to transmit it, but we haven't agreed on what the content that is minimally necessary to manage a patient's care when they're moving from one venue to another. So again, I'd summarize by saying the vocabulary standards, the data transmission standards, and then the content standards. And we've got issues in healthcare in all three, but we're working on all three simultaneously too, so I get excited about that.
And where do you expect the majority of your IT budget being allocated to over the next 3 years, and why?
So as I mentioned briefly in my introduction, I do believe that the majority of the IT budget at Aurora Healthcare is going to be focused on high-tech qualification. Now, we're going to use that as the opportunity to do the things that we believe sort of surround that. So, for example, just using the CPOE criteria, if you look just at stage one, I mean, hypothetically, you could meet that criteria by just doing, you know, some of your patient's medication order entry. Well, we don't intend to do that. You know, we're going to do full order entry, and we're going to be looking for somewhere above 90% compliance with all orders that go into the electronic health record go in through CPOE, which is way above, you know, what's expected with high tech. But that's because we know that that's the way we need to do it to create the ultimate patient safety and to create the best practice that we're looking for with our order sets. So in addition to tracking the actual percent of orders that go in through CPOE, we're also going to be tracking the percent of orders that go in through evidence-based order sets when an evidence-based order set is appropriate, and make sure that we are really not just measuring the outcomes on the back end, but correlating that with the practice on the front end that drives to those outcomes and looking for that difference. So really around actually all five of the priorities that were highlighted in high tech, I focused, of course, on the CPOE one. But as we think about the health disparities and making sure that we have good reach beyond just our own current catchment area, but thinking about when our patients move, that we can move the record with them, and that we are providing the right level of care, not just from what Aurora does, but also what we know our partners do in our geography. And so that patient-centric record, if you will, and a good example of that to me is, you know, passing immunization histories so that anything that's done at Aurora is known in the public school system or known to what the other providers might need if a patient would be leaving Aurora and seeking their care elsewhere, either in our area or outside of our area. The other one that really has hit home for us in terms of high tech is the patient involvement. And making sure through the use of a personal health record and by involving the patient more in their care, by giving them options of using e-copy of discharge instructions or e-copy of their record, that they will actually become more participative in their care as well. So again, we're taking the high-tech stuff, and our dollars are going to be focused around qualifying for that, but we're making sure to kind of fill in the gaps of the things that we knew would have been on our roadmap and were on our roadmap anyway, and kind of integrating that all together and doing what we call the advanced clinical rollout throughout our sites.
Thank you. And finally, as it pertains to your panel session on leveraging meaningful use to improve outcomes and patient care that you'll be participating on at the Institute's Winter Health IT Summit, what main points do you hope delegates will learn about from the interactive discussion?
Well, a couple of things. You know, I think, first of all, we're all struggling a little bit with the lack of specificity in some areas related to the guidance that is out there from ONC and from CMS related to the high-tech qualification. And so what I'm hoping is that I can dovetail my experiences here at Aurora, as well as my experiences on the HIT Standards Committee, and I am the co-chair of the implementation work group of the HIT Standards Committee as well. So I have quite a bit of federal involvement and a little bit of an inside track to ONC and CMS. So to dovetail those two experiences at the policy level and at my personal local level here at Aurora, and be able to give some guidance to folks as to how they can really look at approaching meaningful use and achieving it in a real tangible way. So, for example, here at Aurora, we've already created a dashboard, and we already concurrently are tracking for these six hospitals that we're hoping to qualify in 2011. We're already tracking the criteria to see how we're measuring against the thresholds that have been set. And I think that's just a real tangible example that I can share with people that I think will help inform them in terms of how they're going to go ahead and organize their projects to move ahead. And then the second area is really, again, to say this is a very unique opportunity, and how might you take this unique opportunity of high tech to turn around within your own organization and say, you know, how do we meet our strategic goals in this organization through the use of the high tech qualification and the high tech monies? So not just focusing on that criteria, but actually integrating that criteria into your strategic roadmap so that IT becomes the means to the end and not the end unto itself.
Well, thank you, Judy, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join our audience and myself. We are looking forward to you joining us at our Winter Health IT Summit. As an added bonus, all listeners to this interview will receive 10% off their attendee pass to the Winter Health IT Summit, taking place January 19th and 20th by contacting the Institute for Health Technology Transformation at 646-502-7563 and using promo code MURPHY11. That is all of the time we have for today. This is Matthew Rayner with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation, wishing everyone a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting again in the future. Thank you.